Okay, this is Bill Hilbert.
Greg Garrett, Sioux County Police Homicide Union. Today's date is April 20th. The time now is 14:06 hours. We're on the fifth floor of the Criminal Investigation Section, Building 824 Broadway, fifth floor. With us is Megan Hutchison, who we have previously interviewed, with her attorneys Paul Loffman and Greta Herbert, H-E-R-B-E-R-T-H. We're going to talk about the incident which occurred on April 18, 2011 at 3:12 hours at 1833 Chase. Megan, just reference the death of David, Paul Herbert. Did you name his bones?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you say bones, you're talking about David. Or
right.
Then you can use any name you want. I just wanted to clarify that for the tape.
That's right.
I know we questioned you in the early morning hours right after it happened, and is there anything else you want to add or you want to go over it again? Just from the part of the encounter with the police. I don't really need to know anything more. I might ask you if it's all right with them, but it's...
I don't think so. I think it would be easier to...
Okay, that's fine. Wherever you want to start.
I just have to start?
Yeah, just start. You talk, and then
okay.
If we have questions or we need clarification, that's the best way to do it.
Can I start by saying then that I've been going over this in my head over and over again, and I'm gonna try to, in terms, everything happened really quickly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just wanted to say that, I guess. Okay, so we were walking, and I looked over and saw a police unit. At that point, Bones was sitting down rolling a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
And the car stopped and shone the spotlight, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Just a big white light on both of us, on us, because we're sitting right next to each other. One officer got out of the car immediately, asked what we were doing. I told him that we were walking the dog home. The next thing I remember, I don't think he even asked me my name, or I don't think he asked me my name. I don't remember him asking my name. I was put in cuffs and stood for maybe a minute or two before I was put in the car, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw one or two more officers come up. Not many, just, you know,
mm-hmm.
one or two maybe. Talking to him, I feel like I remember seeing them cuffing him, or maybe it's that I just don't know why they wouldn't, maybe, but I feel like I remember he was sitting down this entire time, and I couldn't hear what they were saying, or, you know, what he was saying, what any of the interaction was at all. I just remember watching. And I remember him kind of like rolling back on it, you know, rolling back a little bit when they were talking to him, like if you're, you know, just kind of rolling back. I didn't really see where his hands were, I don't remember seeing him moving his hands much at all. I think he was in cuffs. I don't I don't know. And literally, I feel like the next thing that I heard was, I heard three shots. I didn't think they were gunfire for some reason. I didn't hear them as gunshots. It was really distant, and I guess maybe that's because it was close range or something. But it just dot, dot, dot. And saw him lean back. And I just remember sitting his head looking back at me. Just we were kind of, his eyes were closed, but I remember just staring at him. And remember the other day when you asked me, because how he was sitting when they rolled up, mm-hmm. in comparison to how he was lying? Mm-hmm. I'm wondering now, because you asked me, how does he shift like that? And it's been bothering me the whole time, because I'm wondering the same thing too, and I feel like that they must have, when they were cuffing him, that's how that happened. But that's been bothering me too, because I remember clearly his head staring at my head, with his eyes closed. But
With his head facing the street,
right.
His arm back.
Right.
That's how we found him last.
Right.
That's how you saw him last.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But how about when he was sitting? Was he facing the street or facing?
When he was sitting, he wasn't facing the street. He was like cocked to the side, cocked to the sidewalk side.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the houses. Here's the sidewalk. Here's the street. And he was just kind of angled like that. He was angled. He was facing more the street than the houses.
What
is
that?
But
that's what you explained to me earlier.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
But in terms of, I don't remember him getting up once.
Now you did say something to us when you brought us back in. You said, and this is what you said previously, remember when we came back in, you said, I have something else for you. You said something about taking care of the dog.
Oh, and that's another thing that's been going through my head is, I don't know if he said that when he was sitting up, or if he was, I remember that's the last thing he said that I heard.
Right.
But that was definitely when I was outside.
He said, take care of the dog.
He said, take care of Shady.
That's what you said originally.
He said what?
He said, take care of Shady, and then he stood up.
Oh, I don't remember him standing up at all.
Okay.
If that's what I said.
That's what you brought us back in the office and said.
Oh.
When you said, I have something else for you the other morning.
The other morning?
Yeah, the same day when you, remember we came, you said, I remember something else.
Then we talked to you over there, and when you're done, you said, hey, I remember something else, can you come back in?
Huh.
Said,
I don't remember.
You turned to you and said, they take care of Shady right before he stood up.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember him saying, take care of Shady for me.
No, do you remember?
I was outside of the car at that point.
Do you remember when he said that?
It must have been, it was before I was in the car. I thought he was saying that because, I'm going to get arrested, I'm drinking a beer, take care of shit. I mean, I had no idea.
Well, that's fine. I don't know. We're not trying to. We don't know.
No, I'm trying to just remember it. That's the way I remember. I don't remember him standing up, but I guess if I said that then.
Are you sober now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How intoxicated or under the influence of drugs were you?
I was pretty drunk.
That night.
I mean, I was pretty drunk, but I mean, I'm wondering if it was the shock of all of this. My timeline is not very good.
Right.
It's just stuff. I mean, it took me some time to remember if I was to. I kept changing my mind about things. If I heard the shots when I was outside, and I know now that I was inside the car. I mean, I remember that clearly. But with the dog...
How do you clearly remember that?
How do I clearly remember?
Mm-hmm.
It just seems right. I just remember. I mean, I've been playing this scenario over and over in my head for the past 2 days.
Okay.
That's all I can think about.
Okay, I understand that.
I mean, and I'm...
I said, the other day, you were saying you're outside.
Right, I know. Everything...
Everything pretty much different than what you told us.
I would love to hear that tape. Because I don't remember saying... I mean... I would like to know what I said, because this is I've been playing this over and over again, and this is what I feel like is accurate, you know.
No, I don't think that would be a problem. We'll get it later.
But at the same time, I mean, like, I know you told me not to listen to any press or anything, and like, I can't help but do that, and I feel like, you know.
Well, here's a couple things. We never said he was doing any drugs. That was from people
no,
that were...
No, I remember you asking me,
too. We asked you, yeah, and said, he was given some shrooms. You never saw him take them.
Right.
The coroner did release partial tox on him, and that's public record, but there's no test on that yet completed. So we don't know what else is in his system. We're not even assuming what was else. I mean, we were just going by what... statements given to us. Now, what people told the press, I don't know. We did not release any of that.
I just watched the press report.
Yeah.
I don't
and
know.
And I can't control what they say or do not say, but sure. Our investigation is not complete.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of things being said, you know, but we do this, we do homicides, and you wouldn't believe the things said on homicide investigation. All I can tell you is that, you know, you can either trust us to do the right thing or not. I can't sway anybody's opinion.
At this point,
but the facts, we deal on the facts, what happened that night.
Yeah, I understand. That's fine.
And prior to what happened, it gave the police a reason to stop you, okay? They were given information on a crime being occurred. And as far as that's not part of our investigation.
Right, I understand. And
so that's why we're not... You know, we're not going at you that way. I don't want you to...
I don't think...
We're just trying to clarify something.
Right.
You did mention that in a previous interview that you knew about this switchblade. You called it a Korean knockoff.
Yeah.
Where did he get that?
I don't know. Somebody gave it to him, like, a few days prior.
How did you become aware of it?
He showed it to me. He was actually saying, I need to put this in a box at home. This is... something I don't need to have.
Okay. When was the last time that you saw it? That was it that night or the day before? Or did he have it out, or where did he keep it on his body? Do you remember?
I think in his bag, maybe. I didn't see it. It's not like he pulled it out every 5 minutes.
Okay.
You know. I know he hadn't been home, so I just kind of assume that he's still been holding on to it, but...
Did you remember him at the kickball game doing anything with that knife?
No, not at all. No, it was just we were acting like 10-year-olds running around playing kickball. Right.
And that's where you originally hooked up with him?
No, I think they met up at Junkers right before the game, and everybody went there together.
And then you met him after the game?
No, I went to the game too and left for a few hours to go to this work
party. Work party, Batavia. Okay, and... That's when you got the shrooms and mm-hmm. you had taken some, but you'd given him some. Don't know what he took them or not.
I imagine that he probably did, I mean, but I don't know.
And beside that, what was he drinking?
It was an act 40s, a 40.
Okay, anything else he was drinking that you remember?
Just a 40.
And then you guys go back to Lost Dog's house.
Lost, yeah.
He has a lost dog or lost whatever, and that's where some encounter happens. Whatever it is, it's nothing that we're looking at anymore. And then you leave there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember leaving there?
Yeah, I remember leaving very clearly.
Okay.
I mean, we wanted to get out as quick as possible. He had just been attacked.
And you walk from Virginia.
Yeah.
And then that's how you get to
Chase.
Okay. How many minutes do you think between the time you left and the time you got encountered by the police?
Well, we sat outside for a minute just to calm down for probably about 5 minutes. I remember him saying, you want some Twix? And, you know, calm down. So we probably sat outside for 5 minutes, and then I imagine it's a 10-minute walk to wherever, however long that takes.
And you guys were going back to Williamson?
I was going back to my house, yeah.
And that's where you live?
Mm-hmm.
And then everything after that kind of becomes...
It's really blurry, yeah. Well, it just seems like everything happened really quickly.
And it probably did. I mean, and you know, we take that into account. I'm not saying that
we don't
think that you're trying to deceive us. We never have.
Good.
The only reason that we're trying to clarify things is because
I understand you need to know what happened.
Right.
I want that to happen. I sat outside and watched. I remember, like, just, I didn't think that he had been shot, really. I didn't think he was dead, really. And I sat in that car right out front and just stared for probably, like, a half an hour. And I think that maybe really might have, like, because that's what I remember the most, is sitting there staring at him saying, "Don't play dead, you're going to get more trouble this way. Don't play dead. Don't play..." I thought he was playing dead.
When you got there on Chase, you said he was sitting down rolling a cigarette?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
Tell him... He always sits down and rolls smoke.
Were you standing up or sitting?
I was standing up.
Okay, and the policeman pulls up, shines the spotlight on you.
Uh-huh.
You're still standing?
Yeah.
He's still sitting?
Yeah.
Okay, the policeman gets out of the car.
Yeah.
And then what happens?
And then he asks what we were doing.
Right.
And I told him, he either asked, I don't remember him asking who we were or anything. Like, I just remember, the first thing I remember is being cuffed.
Okay.
That's the first, that's clear as day.
Okay.
Because I'm sitting here, I didn't know this was about anything. I just thought we were getting a...
Were you standing or sitting when that happened?
I was standing up.
You were standing up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and then what happens after you're cuffed?
I thought we just talked about this.
I just want to go back over kind of in more detail. Since it is substantially different than what you told us a couple of days ago.
And that's what I want to know, is what did I tell you the other day?
Well, I'll tell you about that. We'll talk about that a little
bit. Well, that might help, you know.
We don't want to suggest things to you.
Yeah, sure. Sorry, my hair's bothering me. Okay, so let's try this again. So I get cuffed, and I feel like that's when, I mean, I know he was sitting down and he told me that thing about Shady. I don't remember him standing up at all.
And were you sitting or standing?
No, I didn't sit down at all.
Okay, so he's sitting, he turns to you.
I was standing the whole time unless I was sitting in the cop car. It's the only time I sat down, personally. And that, yeah, because I remember him saying, "Take care of Shady for me," thinking that it was like, he's going to get dragged off.
Okay.
I don't know. But I didn't think it was like, I'm about to die.
So did that happen before you were cuffed?
No. I don't know. I don't know. Probably not. I don't think so. I don't know.
Okay. What
happened? But I remember being cuffed. Before I remember, I mean, I think that's like the first thing that happened in terms of me.
Okay.
That was immediate.
Do you remember what he did after he said, "Take care of
him"? He was silent. He that was the only thing that I heard him even say the whole time.
Okay. Do you remember what he did after that?
I have a really hard time remembering this. Sorry. No, it feels like then I was in the back of the car. It's really strange. I don't remember there being any real interactions with any of us at all. I don't know if that was Can I have a second?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Take as long as you want.
I'm getting kind of overwhelmed trying to... Okay, where was I? What he had said to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was definitely outside the car.
Okay.
I was put in the car. And that was the other thing. I don't know, I mean, if this has to do with shock or, like, alcohol or what, but mostly I remember saying, be as cooperative as possible. So I was just kind of letting everything happen. You know, I don't remember any conversation between anybody, really. And that's probably because I couldn't hear it because I was inside. I mean, I'm sure they must have asked him if, you know, he had a knife because that's what he was getting. You know, but I don't remember hearing any of it. Or all I remember is, like, him sitting on the ground, rocking back a little bit, and then falling over.
You said before something about him getting handcuffed?
Yeah, that's the thing, is I'm not sure if that happened or not. I feel like it did, and maybe that's because I was.
Okay.
You know, maybe I'm trying to, if I did, why wouldn't he, kind of thing. But that's also another thing that's unclear.
Okay.
I don't know if he was or not, but I feel like he probably was.
Okay.
It just seems
Do you remember?
No. No.
You don't remember seeing him get handcuffed?
No, anything? I don't remember seeing... They didn't stand him up or anything, I don't think.
No, but he stood up after he told you about Shady, right?
See, I guess if I said that, then... But now, I literally right now do not...
You don't remember that?
...remember that happening at
okay.
all.
Okay.
You know?
You're fine.
No, you're fine.
You're fine.
You only remember what you remember.
Well, it's just strange that... I just wish I could. This is really important, you know? And it's really bothering me that I can't remember because it's really important.
Well, you were involved in a stressful situation. I mean, I think people react differently. We understand.
Yeah, I guess.
We're just glad. We don't want anybody to come in here to lie.
No, I'm not.
That's why we wanted, if you wanted to talk, just give me a willing to talk. I mean, people remember more things in 48, 72 hours sometimes.
It just feels like not much more is coming back, you know? And I bet that I wonder what I said that morning because it seems like everything would be really fresh, right?
I would think. But
I mean, I also haven't slept at all, you know? And so I don't know, but I don't know. I just really wish I could remember. It's really bothering me that I can't. Angry a little bit. And I don't know. I just want to do whatever I can to help with this, but I just feel kind of like a little useless.
You're not useless. You have anything else?
No, I mean, I don't want to, you know, if you don't remember things, nothing we say is going to force you to remember things.
Yeah. Like, even you saying that about, I don't remember even saying that to you. I don't remember that happening at all about when he told me to take care of Shady.
Yeah, you brought us back into you, and said, I remember one more thing.
Weird. I don't even remember that happening with you guys.
So, but, I mean, I don't have, you don't have anything?
I want to make it clear that I'm not trying to challenge anything or anything like that.
We don't feel that you are.
But I just want to make it clear that I didn't see any lunge or swipe or anything at all, you know.
Did you see anybody shooting?
I didn't see any shooting.
Okay.
No.
You said something before about you thought he was getting a knife because, and then you kind of stopped.
Maybe that was that rocking thing. Like, I know they must have asked him. I mean,
okay.
They must.
Dude, that's not something you remember. That's just something.
I remember him rocking back. Like he, I don't know. Like.
And where were you when that happened?
I think I was in the car. I was in the car. I think I had to. I was in the car, for sure.
Why do you say for sure?
Because I pretty much went in the car right away. Like.
But when you remember it, you're picturing it. From what angle are you picturing it?
In the car.
That?
I think.
So what part of his body's facing you when that happened?
Like the side. That was when he was still angled to the side. Head. This was the street.
Okay. That's when he fell backward?
No.
That's when he's rocking.
Yeah.
Okay. Where were you when he fell backward?
In the car.
Okay. And you remember that how?
Claire, I just remember his Facebook.
No, that's what. Okay. But when he fell down, did you see him fall down?
No.
Or get down?
No. He was like, say? No. It was really strange. Okay. Yeah. It just he was.
Okay. You don't know how he got down.
Cause I heard the I heard whatever. I didn't think they were shots. It didn't sound like it to me. I didn't think there was any reason for them to be shooting anyway, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All of that was like, what didn't even occur to me that's what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
There was no weird interactions. There was I felt like I was really calm the whole time. You know, I didn't feel any reason to panic the entire time.
And where were you when that happened?
When what happened?
When the shots were fired?
In the car, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, that had.
How do you remember that? I mean, what makes you think that?
Because I couldn't really hear it. Because it sounded muffled. And because I was pretty much immediately there. I mean, before any of this interaction with any police and him, I was in the car. Like, they pretty much got me in there, I think. Like, I was in there.
Because you think you pretty much, first thing they did was put you in a police car, kind of?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I remember sitting in that car for so long.
And I'm not saying you weren't. I'm not saying you weren't there. But you don't remember a whole lot of stuff that happened between the time they pulled up?
There wasn't a whole lot that happened. I mean, didn't seem like there was a whole lot that happened.
Okay. Okay.
Everything seemed so terribly quick. Like.
Do you have anything? Okay. Anything else, Megan?
Should I, if I remember other stuff, should I get talk to you again?
Fine.
Call us or call them.
Call them or whatever you feel more comfortable with.
Because
they're with you, and if they say go on in and tell them without it, that's up to them. You guys, we don't care if you come in, you know, who you come in with.
I wish I could remember more.
But yeah, if you remember more, tell us. I mean, you know.
Okay.
We'll listen to any time more stuff comes back to you.
Okay.
Have you had episodes like this where sometimes you don't remember a whole lot?
No.
No, you haven't?
No.
And then maybe some.
It's this is the most bizarre
two, three,
feeling.
4 days later, some stuff comes back?
No.
Okay.
I mean, nothing like this has ever happened.
I'm not saying something at this level, but.
No, not just random, but no.
All right, well, the time now is 14:35. Conclude the interview.